Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show for you. Rod Stewart, the BBC Big Band, Lolly Fisher, Ray Anthony, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Tony Bennett with K.D. Lang. We'll have Helen Humes. Right now, it's Benny Goodman and Swing Time in the Rockies.
With you. I got a surprise for you guys. You know, there's a lot of great entertainers and artists in the world. So many wonderful artists. Every once in a while, there's certain performers that come along that they're just blessed with a destiny. The three that come to mind are Billie Holiday and Edith Piaf, Hank Williams. It goes beyond success. It becomes immortal. And I really believe when the minute I heard this person sing, that this is one of the artists that will go up on the shelf with them. Please welcome K.D. Lang.
It must have been Moonglow, way up in the blue. It must have been Moonglow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please make this last. We seem to float right through the air.
The great Tony Bennett singing along with K.D. Lang in a Will Hudson tune called Moonglow. This is from a great CD called Sings the Ultimate American Songbook. This is Volume 1. Before that, we heard from Helen Humes with the Marty Page Orchestra, a song written back in 1926, which was the theme of McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and it was If I Could Be With You. Most popular version of this was by Louis Armstrong. And we started with Benny Goodman and a great song from the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert in 1938 called Swing Time in the Rockies, composed by arranger Jimmy Munday, who was born on this week back in 1907, right here in Cincinnati. He was a staff arranger for Benny Goodman beginning in 1936, arranged tunes for Gene Krupa and Count Basie and Dizzy Gillespie. He led his own band briefly in the 1930s and composed several songs, including Airmail Special and this one, Swing Time in the Rockies. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we have Ray Anthony, we have Johnny Mercer, and we have Doris Day. And right now, we have Johnny Mercer and Personality.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno?
You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Well, and never sit on a boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bored at the knees if she can show a faultless personality.
Why, a certain girl's offered certain things, like sable coats and wedding rings, by men who wear their spats right.
That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be.
Just tell me how you like my
rough personality.
Baby, you've got the cutest
personality.
Sweet one, fairer than the flowers, never will I meet one sweeter than you. Would you turn away? Could you really learn to care if I ever dare to say I love you? If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do, 'cause you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, 'cause you brought a new kind of love to me. I know that you're the slave, I'm the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, one slave the whole day through. If I could hurry home to you, 'cause you brought a new kind of love to me.
For those of you who are watching television in 1958, you probably remember that theme. It was the theme from Peter Gunn, the television show, music by Henry Mancini, several renditions of this, and this was the most popular by Ray Anthony. Before that, Cincinnati's own Doris Day, a Sammy Fain tune from 1930 called You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. Number of people had this on the hit parade, including Paul Whiteman, the Hi-Hatters, and Helen Ward. And we started with Johnny Mercer and a Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen tune from 1946 called Personality. Well, it was on this week back in, actually this day, back in 1976, that the music world lost great songwriter Johnny Mercer at the age of 67. His fine standards included Jeepers Creepers, That Old Black Magic, Blues in the Night, and this one, Personality. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, Christopher L. Scholes of Wisconsin patented something called a typewriter on this week back in 1868. Later, Mr. Remington turned it into a more practical typewriter. Christopher's version was a little cumbersome. It was about as big as a desk, and it didn't have any connecting ribbon. And on this week, back in 1933, the Pepper Pot radio program welcomed a new host. Don McNeil took over the show, renamed it The Breakfast Club. The show, a huge success on NBC Blue Network and later ABC Radio, became one of the longest-running radio programs in history. It aired until 1968 with Don McNeil as host. It had a lot of corny jokes, visiting celebrities, and lots of audience participation. Back to more music on Swing. We're going to be hearing from Rod Stewart with Bette Midler. We're going to have the BBC Big Band. And right now, it's Lalee Fisher and Mood Indigo. That feeling
go stealing down to your shoes while I sit inside. Go long blues. Always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Thank you. journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate our cares. We'll save our fares.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan.
We'll settle down right here in town. We'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. Sing to me, Beth, come on.
It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know.
I know.
The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow.
I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you.
And fair Canarsie's lay
we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy.
Ooh, the dreams of a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan into an island. Joy. Oh, yeah.
And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July.
Fresh cards gently glide,
gently gliding
by. The great big city's a wondrous toy.
Ooh, just made for a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll turn Manhattan to an Isle of Joy.
Oh, great song. Rodgers and Hart wrote it back in 1925, sung so well here by Rod Stewart along with Bette Midler. This was the theme song of the Easy Aces radio show. It was called Manhattan. Before that, the BBC Big Band and Pine Top's Boogie, this written by Pine Top Smith in 1928. And we heard from Larrie Fisher and Mood Indigo, a Duke Ellington Irving Mills tune from 1931. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Ella Fitzgerald. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have a lot more great music coming up. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Natalie Cole. We'll have Woody Herman, and here's Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's Orchestra and My Funny Valentine.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my Boo. when you open it to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care.
Woody Herman and the Third Herd with one of the jazz classics of all time, Moton Swing.
The longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my
What a great song. Natalie Cole sang it, written by Ray Noble back in 1934. It was The Very Thought of You. Big song for Ray Noble and also Bing Crosby and Von Monroe. We heard from Woody Herman and his band and a Benny and Buster Moten tune from 1929 called The Moten Swing. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's orchestra and a song called My Funny Valentine from Babes in Arms. It was written by Rogers and Hart. And Richard Rogers had a birthday on this week back in 1902. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, Berlin in Germany was isolated from the outside world in 1948. Joseph Stalin, premier of Soviet Russia, who had already cut rail and road access to the city 3 months earlier, now blockaded all ground and water access, and he also cut electricity to the western sector. But on this week back in 1948, the Great Berlin Airlift began. U.S. planes dropped up to 13,000 tons of goods per day for the next 10 months, until Stalin lifted the blockade on May 23rd of 1949. Let's get back to more music. We have Billy May. We have Larry Clinton coming up with B. Wayne. And here's Harry James Orchestra, Dick Hames on vocal, and I'll Get By.
I have you, may be rain and darkness too. I won't complain, I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
Thank you.
Ray Henderson wrote it back in 1926. Great piece of music done so well here by Billy May's orchestra. It was Bye Bye Blackbird, made popular also by Russ Morgan and also Eddie Kenner. Song on the hit parade five times by various artists between 1926 and 1948. We heard from Larry Clinton's orchestra with a vocal by B. Wayne and a Terry Shan tune from 1937. Great song called I Double Dare You. And we heard from Harry James Orchestra, Dick Hames on vocal. Roy Turk and Fred Allard wrote it back in 1928. It was I'll Get By. Well, Bill Stern did his last 15-minute radio program on sports features for NBC Radio on this week back in 1951. Bill Stern had been on NBC for 14 years and later moved to Mutual to finish out his illustrious sportscasting career. And a big day in 1953 on this week. Back in 1953, the U.S. Interstate Highway System was born. The Federal Highway Act authorized the construction of 42,500 miles of freeway from coast to coast. That was done under the Eisenhower administration. We have time for a couple of more. Right now, it's a good one. Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. And when somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the
Well, we're running out of time, folks. This is Bill Elliott and his big swing orchestra and Oh Lady Be Good. And we heard from Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and All the Way. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.